paying attention to every word they ask. Okay? So, we have over here the type of porridge, and that is rihita from Chakloi the Bnei Kfar. The Mafshi Bei Kimcha. What's Mafshi Bei Kimcha? So Rashi comes along and translates Marbin Bei Kemach. It's really what the Gemara says. What is he adding? The Aramaic to Hebrew. I think there's a key word here, and if you pay close attention, Mafshi Bei could be translated in two ways. It has a lot more kemach than other ingredients, or marbim they put more kemach. Is it the ingredient that has so much more kemach that makes it a mezainis, or is it the chashivas?
Again, what's the day?
I know how to learn, huh? I know how to learn.
Hope we do.
It's 50 years of learning. This is what it is. Yeah? You pay close attention to the wording of the Gemara, you see that Rashi wanted marbim, not mafshi, that it is a lot. Mafshi, marbim, they add a lot.
Meaning that they add more than usual, let's say.
Or they add more than usual, or it's a special type of a porridge with intent.
What's the other definition, though?
Mafshi just has a lot. Question is this ingredient?
If in the Gemara,
do I look at ingredient? Of course, and you want to know something? It's about the next reading of the next word in the Rashi, the next word in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bare Mine Mizona, the Smida Ikar. Now we have two translations of the word Ikar, depending on what I just told you. Either Ikar means what's most of it, what's the main part of it, or Ikar is to you. The one who made the part, what is the most important? Do we go after you, or do we go after it?
It was worth it to walk over.
I know, of course it was. Of course it was. If you learn El Chasnida this way, you'd learn. I mean, pay attention. The question is it about you?
Was your attention that you wanted, or was it just there?
Is it, this is main because of what it is, and its ingredients, and therefore it's mostly Pema? Or it's about the intent of the person, why he does it. What is Ikar to the person?
But how do you pull the Ikar? Because if you say, I just want sugar, I'm going to have a muffin.
We'll talk about how later. First, let's read. Let's learn how to read the Gemara. Okay? And this makes a very big difference, right? Is it about what most of the... And if you notice, Marbim to Ikar is actually two different things. And that is, sometimes you can have a main ingredient, but it's not most of the ingredient. So it's possible that it's not marbim, but it's still ikar. Well, I don't know, that's Bukharian food. But let's talk about real food. I'm talking about real, right? The point is sometimes the ikar of it is not necessarily the marbim of it. And that's one of the differences it would be. For example, a cake can have everything but flour in it. But at the end of the day, it's a cake. You know, you could have, your Enderman cakes and whatever, some of these stuff, it's everything but flour.
All those cardboard, all
this thing. Whatever, they put a sugar and plastic. Cream and then, no, I'm saying you put a million different things based on this Gemara. Okay? You see, it's all about the reading. So the question is, I'll give you another example. If you had an ice cream sandwich, and we keep on going back to the ice cream sandwich, perfect example. A big part of it is that cake, right? But the ice cream's more. What is your intent? Do you want it more for the... Is it about you in your head? Is it about it? And that's this Gemara. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Bismida ikr. How about the mechuzah? Rashi explains what's mechuzah?
City.
B'nei krach, the city people. Mechuzah. Mechuzah is the b'nei krach. Deloy mafshi bei kimcha. They don't put a lot of flour. Now, it's very possible they do the fancy bakery stuff. It's very possible. You know, I could be. You know, the krach, they're very simple. They just add tons of...
In the kfar, there's...
They're simple, right? That's the krach. The kfar. They're simple. But this fancy bakeries, you eat the cake, it's mostly here, right? Fancy. It's beautiful, right? Fancy. No, it's very possible that, because otherwise, truthfully, don't really understand why Rashi's busy with the Kfar and the Kfar and the Chalkai. Unless he's just translating it. I don't know. Mechuzah we know is a city. I don't know. It's a little bit interesting what Rashi wants here. Anyways, let's continue. So what's the bracha? The Leimavshi Be'kimcha Mevarech Alav Shakael Yeah Bidvarech. See, the bracha is Shaka, even though what does it have in it? Flour. My taima, Duv Sha'ikar, Duv Sha'ikar. It's the honey, which means the sugar, which means whatever it is the ikar. Now, it's a very important concept. When you have honey cake, some people eat it for the cake, and some people love the honey. It's the honey.
But it's no real honey that's noticeable, right? In these honey cakes, you can't really see.
Probably not. Probably not. Well,
you would just go get plain cake if you wanted cake, but you wanted honey cakes, so obviously you wanted the honey.
I don't know. You know, listen, can I tell you, every person has a different reason why he eats, and most people have all the reasons why they eat. They want the honey, and they want the cake, and they want the calories, and they want everything. All right? Point being, the Gemara is addressing, what do you do with the cake that's made from honey? Continue, says the Gemara. Yeah. My time of dubsha ikar. The dvash is the ikar. Now, is that mostly dvash? I don't know.
How about
if the dvash is very little in the cake?
It's like sushi you're talking about.
Write that down. I don't know why you guys are not writing all this down. Dubsha ikar in the cake or dubsha ikar to the person? Repeat. Why is everyone staring at me? I'm not a movie star. I'm telling you, what are you looking at me for? Stop looking at me. Look inside your Gemara, put your finger on the place, and write down what we just said, because you want to learn. You came here to learn how to read a piece of Gemara. I'm doing it. Do it. Write it down. Ikar. The question is Ikar mean, is this the main thing about the cake? Or Ikar means this is the main reason why this cake was made. Is it the main part of the cake?
So the main amount by volume is the first thing you
said? So a honey cake is about the honey, but not necessarily it's the volume of amount. We don't know. It's not clear in this Gemara. And of course, as you know, this is going to be the basis of all the halachic issues.
Rabbi?
If you knew how many... Yes?
We saw on a commentary on the site on the... What's it called? What's the person? On the side, who's over here usually? Yeah, him. So over there, he specified about the poor people and which were in the car, the rich people.
Oh, so I was right. See, I didn't even see it, but I said it. Okay, I just said it. They try to fill up the house.
It's by volume, because that's what they want.
Perfect.
That's what fills them up. They're poor.
Like I said, I know.